It is an unprecedented open letter, and although the Western media have picked up on it, Ayatollah Khamenei deliberately bypassed them to write it.
In the two-page letter, Ayatollah Khamenei says recent events in France and elsewhere convinced him to talk directly to young people, and not just about these events, but to make an appeal that they look into why Islam is being demonised and then look past that demonisation to get first-hand knowledge of the religion.
The letter is very important at this juncture of time because Islam is now being attacked from two different fronts. One is by the pervert action of certain people who do what they do in the name of Islam. And the other, which is as important, is that these actions give fodder to certain right-wing, extreme right-wing people in the West to attack Islam. What Ayatollah Khamenei is trying to pass as the message is that we have to look beyond what we see in the media, beyond what the politicians say. This is the important message.
So, have young people in Britain started to see beyond the rhetoric? We asked 18-year-old student Izzy what she thinks of Islam.
I think it has a lot of really interesting, like, beliefs, and it's actually a really beautiful religion, but because of some, you know, some of the minority, a lot of people have a negative view, but I think that's very, like, out of date, and I think people should kind of see it for the beauty that it is.
We asked Lizzie to read Ayatollah Khamenei's letter.
That's a good letter, basically. I think that if that message spread, then that would be a lot easier for people to understand. I think that's definitely a good way of putting it.
In today's storm of misinformation, it is a message not often heard. Nargis Mobalari, Press TV, London.